You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Sam Davidson on the board. It is Friday, TGIF, May 2nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sun is starting to peek out now here at the world headquarters in downtown Madison on State Street. As we look out the window, Sam, glad to have you along. Mr. Zomer's feeling a little under the weather today, so thank you very much. I know you had a long day already. Sam is the producer engineer for the John and Gordy program here on WMDX. You can listen to it all across Wisconsin. If you're not in Madison, just dial up the Civic Media app, WMDX, and there's Sam and John and Gordy every morning.
That's what Gail King calls a deal.
It is what Gail King See, look at that. He listens to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate that. And Sam has brought so much to this company. And one of the best things he's brought, not besides himself, is that he gave us the Sam Davidson Street Cam. Sam, let's take a look out there for those watching on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like. We have a street cam out there. Look at that. There's beautiful State Street. People are walking, some in jackets, some not. Sun is starting to come out there, and the Overture Center on the right-hand side there. Big Broadway announcement of all their calendar a few days ago. There are big shows like Hamilton's coming back, Kimberly Akimbo. There's a lot of big shows.
And their little thing across the street, they've got a big poster for Clue.
Oh, really?
They're going to have Clue coming in.
Yeah. Have you seen the show?
No, I've seen the movie, but
all right. Yeah,
I'm sure the show would be good.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. So there you go. So that we get to peer out onto the world. Thank you, Sam. We appreciate that. Quick traffic update for you at this hour, 3:08 around Wisconsin. We reported earlier that US 18-151 eastbound is closed at County K near Barneville because of a crash, and now WISC Channel 3000 reporting that crash, there is at least one fatality. The crash was reported around 12:55 at the intersection of Highway 18-151 in County K. Law enforcement still on the scene. Apparently, it was a semi-car accident, and it's unclear how many victims there were, but at least one person now is being reported as being killed. Law enforcement saying the highway will be likely shut down until 6 p.m., so it's going to be a while. So if you are planning on going either to and from Madison or Dodgeville down towards Platteville on 151, you may want to find an alternate route. That is the only total closure of a roadway around the state of Wisconsin. Other places, suburban Milwaukee right now, the normal drive time closures at this hour will keep you abreast. You wouldn't really keep somebody up to abreast, right? That's an entirely different show, Sam. I think that's Pete Schwab's show, Nightlight, later on tonight. We'll keep you abreast of the traffic news. This is a very bad idea, incorporating traffic into hour two of the show. Mathers has told me it was a bad idea. I've tried to shorten it up. I should just forget the traffic. But this was a big deal. This is a total road closure. Anyway, we're going to get to what's worse here in a minute. Also, a lot more news today. The VA, veterans, anybody who listens to this program knows I'm a huge fan of our military, our men and women in uniform, those who have fought, those who have served, our veterans. And now word today that the Trump administration is going to jerk them around, worse than jerking them around, on their mortgages, on their home loans. Oh, and by the way, Donald Trump decided he's going to rename Veterans Day today. So there's that. As they say, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how is the play? But anyway, I want to get to this before we do what's worse, because we've been telling you we're going to talk about it. This was in the Washington Post. Headline, federal workers required to report their daily location, email says. Federal Election Commission employees soon will be required to declare their work location in a daily questionnaire, part of the Trump administration's efforts to monitor compliance with return-to-office mandates and identify, quote-unquote, unused space that may be ripe for disposal. Now, I'm going to stop right there. That's quite a quote. Unused space that may be ripe for disposal. Continuing on the story, that's according to an email sent to FEC employees and obtained by the Washington Post. The email said the FEC had prepared the, quote, daily occupancy tool, unquote, in response to directives from the Office of Management and Budget and the General Services Administration. Here's the key quote, quote, unlike the five bullet points, this is not a strong encouragement, unquote, said the email, referencing the command from Elon Musk that all federal workers submit weekly emails listing five accomplishments. The email noted in bold and italicized text, quote, all employees are required, italicized, to submit this daily information, unquote. It is not immediately clear whether other agencies are launching the same tracking technique, but records obtained by the Post show the government several months ago began developing a tool for that purpose. In late February, human resource chiefs across agencies gathered for a call led by the Office of Personnel Management, according to an email obtained or summarizing the call. During the discussion, representatives for GSA announced they were working on, quote, a new federal daily check-in tool, unquote. The email shows a test email went out from a GSA email address the same day. GSA was hoping to debut the check-in tool by the first week in March, according to this email. What do you think about this? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Again, I think it was Ann Chippewa Falls last hour at that great call. What are these people thinking? What are the Republicans thinking? As a person who spent a lot of my life in the Republican Party who left in 2011, I can tell you that when I was a part of the GOP, government, like Big Brother stuff, that was like, no, we don't want that. Get government out of our lives. Government is bad. Where have these people gone? Now they want a tool that's going to track every government employee's daily, even, and by the way, this is even on their vacation. So you're hanging out in the Dells or Sturgeon Bay or I don't know, fishing on the St. Croix River, and you got to send out an email, hey, this is where I'm at. I mean, why don't they just go full 1984? Let's put a computer chip in every government employee's neck. And then they can track them. That's how absurd this stuff is. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Milwaukee. W-A-U-K, Don in Milwaukee. Thanks for calling, Don. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I'm seeking truth. I heard a story. It sounds kind of unbelievable. My daughter was telling me about this, my mother and her three daughters moved into a new house in Oklahoma City, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that really happened.
Then. I know about exactly what you're saying. Yes, as far as I know, it did.
I find it unbelievable how that can happen.
Did they ever
get their money back and their stuff back?
Not that I know. Let me summarize this quickly. It was on Rachel Maddow, I believe, last night or the night before, and it was from a NBC affiliate in Oklahoma City. It is a mother who happens to be Latino, who is a United States citizen. She and her two kids moved from, I believe, New Jersey to Oklahoma for a new life. The husband's back still in New Jersey finishing up his job before he joins them in Oklahoma. And in the middle of the night, and it's still up for grabs, whether it was ICE, FBI, and the U.S. Marshals, a combination of one, raided her home, broke in, never showed the search warrant that I'm aware of, said they had one apparently, I guess, and forced this woman out, their kids in their underwear, in the rain, in the front yard, took computers, money, cash, everything in the house, phones, and then said, we've been a little bit rough with you, sorry about that, and left.
This can't be America no more.
Right. No, this is the, and this woman was United States citizen.
My daughter was lying to me.
No, it's true. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's true. And again, you watch the morning shows on the major networks this morning. I didn't see that. Why aren't the major networks talking about this stuff?
Discuss it at all, you know. Right. That's why I thought she was lying to me just making it up, you know.
No, and this is why local journalism matters, Don, because it was a local NBC affiliate in Oklahoma City who reported this. Yeah. Great call, Don. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you calling in. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines to, I believe, Luann Bird is calling in. Luann, a friend of the network here. Always glad to have you call in, Luann. Thanks for calling. What say you?
I'm just wondering if you saw the governor... Evers put out a statement today because he's been, the Trump administration has threatened to arrest him, and that's Republicans are calling on the Trump administration to arrest him as well, because he put out a statement to his employees saying that if ICE comes to talk to you, make sure that you talk to an attorney. Are you on the news story now?
Yeah,
about them threatening. I just wanted to let you know.
I really appreciate really appreciate the call, Luann. We led off the show with that. We spent about the first half hour, 45 minutes on it.
Wow.
But yeah, thank you.
It's alarming.
Yeah, it's very alarming, but thank you for calling in and always appreciate your call. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. L.A. Tom. L.A., you've got about 2 minutes left here. What say you?
All right, Todd. First, Ann is absolutely 100% correct. I mean, the regular average Republican, are they not on Medicaid? Are they just going to, I don't know, roll over and let Donald Trump take away their Medicaid? Because I can't imagine that Democrats are the only ones that are using these programs. Second, I really think we need to get back to the country learning the nursery rhymes, because you have three little pigs that talk about infrastructure. You got the emperor that has no clothes. And I'm starting to think that maybe everyone started listening to different stories as they grew up and they forgot all about what those things were all about. And last, if I were Republicans, I would be much more afraid that the Republican Party is going to take away your gun than I would a Democratic Party, because the Republican parties, as much as they want government involved in your life, in your daily life, my God, they're going to be coming after your gun so you can't, shoot the ICE person when they come to your door.
That's a great point. That's a really great point, and I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you bringing it up. I think L.A. is absolutely right. As a gun owner, longtime gun owner, a believer in the Second Amendment, but also as someone who supports reasonable gun reform, I agree with L.A. that right now, if you look at which party is more pro-interfering in our personal lives, much more so the Republicans than it is the Democrats, right? I think L.A. has got something. At what point do the Trump administration say, because L.A. is right. When you take away Medicaid, you're not just going to affect Democrats in nursing homes. It affects Republicans, Democrats, everybody, right? At what point does the Trump administration say, take away their guns? Back after this, it's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it on a Friday, TGIF, May 2nd, 2025, 22 past the hour, 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Sam Davidson filling in for an ailing Mr. Zomers on the board. We appreciate Sam being here. clouds kind of going back and forth in and out here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison. But going to be a nice weekend. Clear off, sunshine in the 60s tomorrow in most of Wisconsin, and then maybe 70 by Sunday. Cannot wait. 855-752-4842. Wrapping up on a couple of things here in regarding the news. The latest one we were talking about there, according to the Washington Post, Trump administration, at least in some agencies, looking at requiring federal workers to track their daily location, even on their vacation. What do you make of that? 855-752-4842. Back up to beautiful Eau Claire, WCFW, the tap. That is the station. Robert is the caller. Robert, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, hey, Todd. Can you hear me?
You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Couple things. Three things, actually. One thing is you guys do a great job. I love listening to it.
Appreciate it.
Learned a line today that I'm still laughing about. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
You ever heard that one before? That's kind of an old one.
And maybe I did, but you know how it goes.
Yeah.
After, you know, I need more nuts. Todd, maybe I need more.
Yes, I'm having
nuts.
Peanuts right now during the show. That's my lunch.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And the fourth thing is I'd like to know where the Republicans think, what country are they going to live in? You know, it's right. Like all of the, you know, once they create this totalitarian government, where mm-hmm. do they think they're moving to? Because I don't think it's Eau Claire.
No, I get to Eau Claire a lot. It's a beautiful town, beautiful city.
Yeah, absolutely. I was there at your show one time over at Schiff's Cyclery.
Oh, yeah, great. Great place, Schiff's. Yeah, great place for coffee in downtown Eau Claire.
In any case, keep up the good work. I love it. And, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Hey, thank you. I really, really appreciate it, Richard. Have a great day up there in, in Eau Claire up there. I think it's a great question. And I guess because it's my former party and I still know people who call themselves Republicans, I differentiate between Trump and the MAGA people who are elected officials in Congress and your average run-of-the-mill person in Eau Claire County who says, hey, you know, I voted Republican for 25, 30 years, whatever, and our county sheriff runs under that. I'm not sure. I have no idea whether the Eau Claire County Sheriff, what party they're from. But whether it's your town board person or whatever. And I think there are people like that, local elected officials, that might still use the Republican moniker. And I think those folks are different, not all, but some, than the people in charge in Washington, D.C. But to the question, I don't know what they're thinking. Because that's the thing. That's why I love taking this show on the road, and we will again soon. When you go to Eau Claire and Shift Coffee, or you go to Green Bay or Hayward or Richland Center or South Milwaukee, the Wisconsin, the America that I find, is nothing like what the Trump administration is describing. So I think it's a really great question to pose. Where do these people in the leadership of the MAGA party, what kind of a country do they think they're going to have left? And it goes back to the old poem, right? And then they came for me. And there was nobody left. If we don't stand up for the Constitution, if we don't stand up for the rule of law, for other people, at some point, it gets back to us. So I guess that's what, if nothing else, stand up for selfish reasons, right? 855-752-4842. Back to the phone lines. Waukesha, WAUK, Richard in Waukesha. Thanks for calling and listening, Richard. What say you?
Well, I'm curious what you think of this. I listened to the last couple callers about that oil thing and the guns.
The oil thing. I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
In Oklahoma.
Oh.
Oil capped well. I'm wondering, you know, how long that well's been capped, because that could have changed ownership and hands many times while it was capped.
Not quite following. I think you might be talking two different stories, Oklahoma, Richard. I was talking about the story where an American citizen was raided by ICE officials in the middle of the night. But I'll look
whatever
at
the story.
Yeah.
Was with the oil well cap.
Okay. I'll look into that. I appreciate it, Richard. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Keep it here in Dane County in Madison on WMDX. Tom, we got about a minute left. What say you?
Yeah, I was, you know, I think Republicans, no matter who they are, what strain, whether they're MAGA or not, have to step up and start, you know, condemning this Trump action. We certainly are not getting it out of our congressmen. We're not getting it out of our state reps at all. And when it comes to talking about having Tom Homan arrest our governor, that's beyond the pale for me. So I started calling around today like I usually do, and I got to Marjorie Taylor Greene's office, which is always a lot of fun. And if you call her district office, all you have to do is hit number 2 and you'll get to a person. And I started talking to one of her staffers, and I said, you know, arresting the governor of Wisconsin. And she said, well, if he broke the law, then he should be arrested. And I said, well, what law did he break? It don't matter. If he broke the law, he should be arrested. And that's the mindset we got to deal with. Yeah. It's insane.
I appreciate your spirit, Tom. I would suggest probably more effective to call U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Ron Johnson's office, because he actually represents us, right? And just based on past experience being a staffer at both the state and federal level, it's more effective when we call our own people that represent us. So I totally support what you're saying, Tom. Understand the passion and where you're going. I would just suggest folks across Wisconsin, if you have a Democratic House member, call Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office and say, look, keep your hands off of Governor Tony Evers. Back with more after this, including what's worse on the other side. We'll let you know about feelings. Oh, feelings. After this, it's the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings of love.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on a Friday afternoon.
Teardrops.
Played a little Robert Morris, or pardon me, Morris Helper. I can't really get the joke right. Morris Helper on vinyl. Thank you, Sam Davidson, for dialing that up. From 1975, is that right?
I guess so. What a look Morris has got going on this album cover.
Right? The hair, it almost looks like a dark-haired version of a revolutionary founding father wig, but it's real.
Yeah, sort of.
The open wide-collar shirt.
Unbuttoned down to, like, his belly button.
Yeah, his navel. And then kind of a black jacket with paisley sparkle swirls. I mean, it is classic 70s. Morris Albert and Feelings. I think that was maybe in a movie at some point. I'm not sure. But thank you. I appreciate doing that. There's a point to it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 36 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Because we're going to be talking a little bit about feelings here. Because, ladies and gentlemen, yes, on a Friday, it's time for another edition of What's Worse? Let's go. Here we are. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give it away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on statewide radio. 11 stations all across Wisconsin. No better place to advertise than right here at Civic Media. Find out how by dialing this up at www.civicmedia.us. Civicmedia.us. And click on advertise or something like that. You'll find it. It'll be there. And yeah, and you can find out how to advertise with us. It's fantastic. All right, here we go. This is a great category. Great category. Timely indeed. Because this time we hang out with people. I'm going to the Brewer game tonight with Kurt, father of my godsons. And by the way, there were 2 tickets left for tonight, and Mathers was very nice to offer them to me, but 2. And so Kurt and his lovely wife, Florcy, she likes the Brewers too. And I, so I had to ask special permission. Could it be a guy's night with just Kirk? Because all I have is two tickets. This will be a gauntlet thrown down in my face for months, if not years to come, because I've missed one Cheese Days in Monroe in all these years, and I still haven't lived it down to the floor, see? And I can only imagine the number of dinners I'll have to perform. I do enjoy taking her shopping. That's the advantage that they have of having a gay friend, because I get to take Kurt's wife shopping because he has no time for it. So we just take Kurt's credit card. We go shopping. I don't get anything, but Florcy does. So anyway, I'm going to the Brewers game tonight with Kurt, and who I obviously like a lot. But sometimes we're stuck with people that we don't always like. For instance, not anybody in our company. But on Saturday night, there's the WBA, Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards. And somehow they made a terrible, terrible mistake. And our show has been nominated for one of these awards. So I have to go make an appearance, all right, in public. And so I'm sure there'll be people from all over media, all over Wisconsin. Maybe some of these people might not be my cup of tea, but I have to act like it will be. So the category today, what's worse? Withdrawn or smothering? Withdrawn or smothering? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us at the Civic Media app. Download it today, your app or Android device. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Somebody who's withdrawn, in other words, someone who just might seem aloof or doesn't care, or somebody who's smothering. And well, I'll take this one myself today. But I'll just say, in a relationship, you might have somebody who's smothering you, and that ain't good. But because I'm trying to think if I've ever dated anyone who is smothering. Not really. But I've seen this other people where one person in the relationship is like, you know, what time are you going to be home? Where are you going to go? What's going on? And then you got people who track each other, which I think is just weird. But there's that whole thing too. But you know, they want to know all your feelings. They're always, and no. The few relationships I've been in, and believe me, it's been few. And maybe there's a reason for that. But you know, I like a little independence. I go back to this story of my old substitute teacher, Ted Wheelock, who is a great guy, who lived well into his 90s and was kayaking and out. He used to coach cross country for high school and the junior college at Richland Center, friend of our family. Great teacher. I think he taught agriculture back in the day. By the time I came along, he was a substitute teacher. And he played tuba in the community band. Now, I played percussion. And so I stood right behind Mr. Wheelock. Well, one day, there was a break. A little break in the rehearsal, and he had just celebrated 50 years of marriage with his wife. And I said, Mr. Wheelock, what is the secret to staying married with someone for 50 years? And without hesitation, he said, well, I'll tell you. He goes, see, it's easy. He says, just don't spend too much time with him. And I just laughed. He goes, no, it's true. He goes, my wife, you know, she's in all these quilting things. And so I don't care about that. And he says, but I like to go out and kayak and ride bike. Well, she isn't like that. But we do our, then we get together, we travel somewhere for a week or two. But then that's enough. He goes, that's enough. And then we each do our own thing. So the secret is not to spend too much time. I'm kind of like that. Like I want time together, but you also want a little bit of time alone. So what's worse, withdrawn or smothering? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tony on YouTube says smothering is worse. A smother is brothers. The old tag team there. Smothering is worse, says Tony. Also, Zizhu on YouTube watching says, I'm going to say it's more the smothering is worse. All right. Evil, that's quite the handle there on YouTube. Evil Eyesore says smothered is worse because the smotheree is usually dependent. That is very deep. That is very deep and interesting. Smothered is worse, says Evil Eyesore, because the smothery is usually a dependent. What else here? Let's go to the text line. Let's see if we have anything. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Matt in Middleton says, withdrawn is worse, I think, as it may be hiding a more serious problem. All right. For the person or relationship, as I see smothering as a sign of insecurity, which is simpler to understand. Tyler, in listening in Columbia County on WMDX, if it's highly motivated people or highly interested in the subject, withdrawn is worse because it's hard to figure out what caused them to withdraw. These are some very deep answers today. I like this. This is very interesting. Ann, listening in Chippewa Falls, says smothering is worse. Chris, listening down in beautiful Janesville, hometown of Tim Cullen. God love him, dearly departed. Chris in Janesville says smothering is way worse in a co-worker. Now there, I could not agree more. I could not agree more with that. Just let me do my thing. Well said, Chris. And I'll hear about that. That's okay. Roger in Stevens Point says, worse is the song Feelings on my old KTEL records. It was a big song, Roger, in Stevens Point back in the day. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to our old friend Jack in Merrimack. Jack, always a pleasure to hear from you on a Friday, my friend. Withdrawn or smothering? What's worse?
Oh, smothering, definitely. smotherers tend to be steamrollers. They tend to push their ideas and their goals onto the person being smothered. I think that is absolutely atrocious.
All right.
And by the way, I do agree with you about spending the old joke about not spending too much time together. My wife's cottage is up here in Merrimack. Uh-huh. I have a place down in West Dallas, and we've managed 13 years where we kind of bounce between the two. So
see, look at that. You make it work. You make it work. Yes. I love it, Jack. Congratulations on that, and always appreciate the call, my friend. Have a great weekend, Jack.
Thank you. You too.
Yep. Thank you very much. Now, see, that's fantastic. You got your own place. You just go back and forth like that. Joseph, watching on YouTube, says smothering is worse. Ask me how I know. Do I want to know, Joseph? all right. Tom, L.A. Tom, says smothered is claustrophobic. All right. Very good. Let's see here. Well, I think we're caught up more or less here on the text here. Kurt Madison says of Todd's pick of the song for this Feelings, says, I hated that song when it came out and I hate it today. And now, thanks to you, it's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. Have a wonderful weekend, Todd. I'm sorry, Kurt. Kurt Madison. It's one of those songs. It is one of those songs, right? Once you get it in your head, it's hard to get it out. Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. All right. Any other calls? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, smothering or withdrawn? Sam is tied up on the phone, so I'm going to wrap this up. Conrad, if this is the great Conrad of Nightlight, thank you very much for listening, Conrad. Nightlight and Pete Schwabe always do a great job every evening from 6 until 8. And I see, I believe, Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, is on tonight, Terry Barr, and then one more guest. So tune in to Nightlight tonight. Conrad up at WGBW in Green Bay says, smothering. I've lived alone for 2 years and like it that way right now. Conrad, I'm with you. That I'll give you my take. My take is smothering is worse. For basically what Conrad said. Because, yes, I mean, it would be cool to be with someone and have that relationship. But I think it's also hard to give up your complete private or free time too. You can go to Culver's whenever you want. You can take a walk whenever you want. You don't want to be too smothered, right? So, all right, appreciate everybody who called and tuned in on that, on What's Worse for today. We will have more editions of What's Worse coming up on Monday's show. So I'll look forward to that in nervous anticipation. Want to get to a couple of cleanup issues in terms of news headlines. Lots of news breaking today. I want to get back to that as we turn the page here at 48 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, of course, CBS and ABC News. And we're going to talk about more about this, I guess, on the other side, because I've come up against a hard break here. But when we come back, a public broadcasting chief vows to fight Trump's executive order cutting federal funding for PBS and National Public Radio. That's right. If things weren't bad enough, Donald Trump is attacking Kermit the Frog. We'll come back and discuss it after this. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Count. I'm not joking. Keep playing it, Sam. This is from Sesame Street. The graphics are fantastic. From Sesame Street. How many of us learn how to count with this song? See, you got ghosts. It is entertainment. All right, I'll break it down a little bit. Thank you, Sam. Fantastic. Sam Davis on the board today. In for an alien Aaron Zomers. That little clip right there called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. The best counting song you're ever going to have a kid learn how to count, because it's entertaining. It's visually appealing. As a grown up, it might be more visually appealing to other things. But you've never seen that, right, Sam?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember a lot of watching Sesame Street as a kid, but boy, that's cooler than what I remember Sesame Street being.
It is a cool show.
Yeah.
And by the way, the top of the hour, ABC, CBS News for you coming up, followed by a check of weather. Mike Clemens is in the great sports report. He'll be on Nightlight later on with Pete Schwabe and Conrad from 6 until 8. And immediately following our show, another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. But I want to bring attention to this. The reason we started out that song here on this segment. Headline this afternoon, Associated Press, public broadcasting chiefs vow to fight Trump's executive order cutting federal funding for PBS and NPR. The head of the public broadcasting system said this afternoon that President Donald Trump's executive order aiming to slash public subsidies to public broadcasting institutions and the public broadcasting system and National Public Radio was blatantly unlawful. NPR's chief also vowed to challenge the decision. Public broadcasting CEO Paula Kerger said the Republican president's order, quote, threatens our ability to serve the American public with educational programming as we have for the past 50 years. She went on to say, we are currently exploring all options to allow PBS to continue to serve our member stations and all Americans, unquote. Trump signed the order late last night, alleging bias, quote unquote, in the broadcaster's reporting. The order instructs the Corporation of Public Broadcasting and other federal agencies to, quote, cease federal funding, unquote, for PBS and National Public Radio, and further requires that they work to root out indirect sources of public financing for the news organizations. I'm going to step away from the story. What the heck does that mean? root out indirect sources of public financing for the news organizations. So what does this mean, folks? All of us who might give a couple of bucks during an auction every year to Wisconsin Public Radio or Wisconsin Public Television, Trump's going to track that down, throw us in the jail with Governor Evers and Judge Dugan? I mean, you can laugh about it if you want. But you play this out to its full extreme, and this is where we're going. Having the government, not even the government, Donald Trump and his cronies meddling in our lives. It's gone way beyond government being in our bedroom, folks. This is Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans interfering in our communities. Back to this story, the Associated Press. The White House and the social media posting announced the signing, said the outlets, quote, receive millions of taxpayers to spread radical woke propaganda disguised as news, unquote. Step away from the story. Yeah, sure. What we just played for you there, that radical song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Kermit the Frog. Grover. Cookie Monster. It's very radical. I used to be able, when I was younger, I could do a good Grover. But hello, free little critter. I can't do a good Grover like I used to. My voice got too changed. I don't know. Don't you guys, I mean, we understand, right, in Wisconsin, that earlier caller? What these people are doing in D.C., what people like Derek Van Orten and Glenn Grothman and Tom Tiffany and these representatives, these Republicans from Wisconsin, they've lost their way. They've lost their way. They're not spending enough time at a Friday fish fry, having it old-fashioned, and yucking it up with our neighbors. They've lost their way. They forget that this is where kids learned how to share. And how to count, and how to laugh, and how to love. It provides a huge, huge resource to our kids. And it's incredibly sad that Donald Trump has decided to attack Sesame Street and the electric company and Mr. Rogers. But I still believe in us. Still believe in our friends and neighbors. Still believe that we need to get out, as they say, as the kids say. Right, Sam? The kids still say touch grass? I don't know. Do some kids say that?
Yeah, I'm so glad it's springtime now. I can finally touch grass.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And the grass is getting green. So spend some time watching Sesame Street with a kid. It'll make you feel better. Or dial it up on YouTube like we did today. Sam, let's hit the street cam. This makes me happy. Look out there on State Street right now. You've got all kinds of college graduates in their black robes and cardinal red sashes around their neck because they're graduating, just like Sam has. That's what gives me hope. Your generation, Sam. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Aw, thanks.
I know it was a tough one, but I appreciate you being here and making the effort for us. The Zomers feel better. Everybody have a safe and great weekend. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.